We're still in Siman Dalet, the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Thus far, we were discussing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for davening, where we had two reasons why Chazal may have told us that we've got to wash in the morning and make a bracha. It was the Rosh's opinion that this is in order to daven, your hands have to be clean, since at night you don't know where you may have scratched or touched. Chazal were metakein in mitzvah of washing hands before davening with the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. The Rajba's opinion is that there's a bracha to be said over washing first thing in the morning, the same way the Kohanim began their day by washing from the Kiyor. We are beginning our day's service to Hashem. It's as if we are new creatures, new beings, and beginning our service to Hashem, and we wash our hands to do that and make a bracha on it. There are several differences between the two cases that we're going to see that one would have to wash their hands for one and not the other. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discussed the ideal time to wash one's hands back in Sif Aleph yet, and that is that when you get up in the morning, so you have to wash your hands anyway, and that's the other washing, the washing to get rid of the Ruach Ra, which we're going to be dealing with again today, which does not require any bracha, and it has absolutely nothing to do with davening. One can daven even though he's got Ruach Ra on his hands. Back in the beginning of Mishnah Berurah, he had mentioned that if someone doesn't have water, he just makes sure to clean his hands, and then he can daven, he can learn. The washing of the hands that we do first thing in the morning, the Negel Vasser, does not require a bracha. We know that we're going to use the washroom and get dressed soon after. And therefore, the washing only after the washroom, when we're fully dressed and ready to go, that's really when we should be making a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah pointed out that what happens if a person knows that he gets up in the morning, say he learns, only later is he going to go to daven, and he knows he's going to use the washroom once again before he begins davening, then although according to the Rajba he can fulfill his mitzvah of washing of the hands the first time, according to the Rush, he should not really be making the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim until he's about to start davening, because the bracha is on the netila that makes your hands clean for davening. On the other hand, if you wash your hands the first time, now you're washing them just before davening. According to the Rajba, you fulfilled your mitzvah the first time. Why are you making the bracha the second time? So he said that it's ideal to refrain from making the bracha till the second time, and then say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim together with other brachas in the morning, because according to the Beis Yosef, you can fulfill the mitzvah of saying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim long after you wash your hands, so long as it is part of the Birkos HaShachar. So ideally, what you do is you wait until you know, I am now ready to cleanse my hands for davening. At that point, you wash them again, you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. That was the very beginning of the siman. Then we had the halacha that even waters that are not kosher for Netilas Yadayim for the Suda, one is allowed to use for Netilas Yadayim for Tefillah. And although there were different opinions, la halacha, we say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, even though that water is not worthy of Netilas Yadayim for the meal. Then the Shulchan Aruch came back and told us that there was a halacha of washing your hands to get rid of Ruach Ra. And to do that, to get rid of the Ruach Ra, you have to wash three times each hand. You do one, the other, one, the other, one, the other. He also told us the way to go about it is you take the cup in your right hand, you fill it, you then present it to the left hand, pour from your left onto your right onto the left, and so on. He says that before you wash Netilas Yadayim to get rid of Ruach Ra, this is the first water, the Negel Vasser, you should be careful not to touch any of the openings in your face, not to touch your nose, your ears, your mouth. Also that you should not be touching food. He mentioned the Gemara of not touching a barrel of beer. The Mishnah Berurah came out that if you did touch food, the food is mutter, you're allowed to eat it. He did bring an opinion that you're best off washing that food. But of course, not all food can be washed. You're not going to wash your loaf of bread. So if you did touch food, the halacha is that is still mutter. He also mentioned that you should be washing even children, even before they're higia l'chinuch, before they're old enough to do it themselves, because they end up touching all kinds of things. We also had the halacha that l'chatchila, one is supposed to do Netilas Yadayim using a keli, using all of the halachas that we do for the meal for Netilas Yadayim. But if you don't, you can still wash Negel Vasser that way and get rid of the Ruach Ra. Not only that, but for the halachas of davening too. If you did not use a keli, you can still say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. the halacha was that even somebody who did not yet wash his hands and has ruach ra should not be pouring the water on your hands. And that was the reason why we switched hands every time we were washing, so that the hand that's washing is never two steps ahead or behind of the hand that is being washed. The halacha also is that you're supposed to make sure not to pour the water of the Negelvasser in a place that somebody may use it. That's why we wash dafka into... You wash into a keli and then don't pour it out into a place where somebody may accidentally use it. We are now up to the halacha of somebody that got up early in the morning. And here maybe I'll backtrack and talk about one more halacha that we did before, which is the Beis Yosef mentioned that we are not sure if that which causes us, that which requires us to wash to get rid of ruach ra, is the fact that one slept, or the fact that the night has gone over you. So he said, what if someone was up all night? We're not sure if you need negelvasser. So you wash, and of course you don't make a bracha. Now he's dealing with a different case. Someone got up early in the morning. So early that it's not the morning, it's still night. Someone gets up before Alos HaShachar. He washed his hands to get rid of ruach ra because he had slept. However, if it is not sleep that causes it, but the night wasn't over when he washed his hands. The night is only over after Alos HaShachar. So he still has to wash his hands one more time to get rid of ruach ra. So here we have an interesting situation. He washed his hands the first time, and that may even have been good for tefillah, for davening. But now he's got to wash his hands again because he's got ruach ra on them. So the halacha is, if he already said the bracha of al netilas yadayim the first time, then the second time he would wash again negelvasser, but wouldn't make a bracha. The Ramah says here, don't make a bracha, because you're only washing to get rid of ruach ra. If you didn't say the bracha of al netilas yadayim the first time, what do you do now? So here the Mishnah Berurah suggests that we do the same kind of thing as somebody who was up all night. The Mishnah Berurah there spoke out that according to the Rashba, somebody who was up all night does have to wash his hands once again as he begins his daily service of Hashem. According to the Rush, that the reason we wash our hands is because in your sleep you don't know what you touched or scratched. If you didn't sleep, then you didn't touch or scratch. So you don't have to wash your hands. Said the Mishnah Berurah then, use the washroom, make sure to get your hands filthy. Once you get your hands filthy, according to the Rashba, you have to wash your hands because you're beginning your service to Hashem, even though you were up all night. According to the Rosh, you now got your hands filthy, so for davening, you're going to have to wash your hands. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says the ideal thing to do when you're up all night is actually get your hands filthy and then wash your hands and make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the same thing will apply here. Somebody got up in the morning, he slept all night, except that he got up before Alos HaShachar. He washed negelvasser the first time. He didn't say a bracha then. Now he's washing again after Alos HaShachar. According to the Rush, you've already washed your hands and they were clean for davening before. According to the Rashba, you already washed your hands and that was the beginning of service to Hashem. So now you're left with the question, what should you really do? You have to wash your hands negelvasser. You didn't say a brach of al netilas yadayim when you washed the first time. So now you're left having washed your hands twice and not made a single bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you can get your hands filthy before davening, the Rush would now require you to wash your hands because you got your hands clean for davening. As far as the Rashba goes, remember the Mishnah Berurah told us that even though you washed previously, you can now make the bracha for the Rashba if it's just before davening, preferably together with other brachas. So this is what you can do. You got up in the morning, you wash negelvasser before Alos HaShachar. You wash again after Alos HaShachar. You didn't make a bracha the first time. You want to make a bracha the second time. According to the Rashba, that's fine. According to the Rosh, you would have to get your hands filthy first. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says to do this, if you didn't make a bracha the first time. Now we're left with the question, is there anything wrong with somebody, say, who davens very early in the morning, washing his hands, saying a bracha of al netilas yadayim, although it is before Alos HaShachar? He's going to have to wash again for negelvasser. But remember, the bracha was never made for negelvasser. The bracha was made for washing your hands for davening. So when someone gets up before Alos HaShachar and is going to start davening right after Alos HaShachar, is there any reason he should not make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? No. He can say Al Netilas Yadayim, although it's before Alos. And I'll have to wash again Nagel Vasser after Alos. But that has nothing to do with his davening. That's removing Ruach Ra, for which one did not have to make a bracha. Consequently, we would leave it like this. Someone gets up before Alos HaShachar. He should wash Nagel Vasser, and now he has to decide. Is he going to make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim when he first washes at this point or not? So if he washes Nagel Vasser, he's about to use the washroom and he's going to get dressed. He'll have to wash again after he uses the washroom. Say that'll still be before Alos HaShachar, which means he's going to have to wash Nagel Vasser again later. Should he now say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? Well, this goes back to the original Bir HaLacha at the beginning of the Siman. If he is going to begin davening shortly, he could and should. He should say Al Netilas Yadayim. Whereas, if he's not going to be davening for a while, say somebody who gets up before Alos HaShachar is going to learn for hours before he davens. The odds are he's going to have to use the washroom before he goes. So he should not say Al Netilas Yadayim until he is about to start davening. Then he can use the washroom, wash his hands, say Al Netilas Yadayim, and preferably follow that with the other morning brachas. Whereas, if someone is davening early, so he got up before Alos HaShachar, used the washroom, got dressed, it's still before Alos, he's going to wash soon, he should say Al Netilas Yadayim when he washes, before he davens, even though it is before Alos HaShachar. That's the way we're going to leave it. So that Alos HaShachar does not really have anything whatsoever to do with when to say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Alos HaShachar is dealing with the Ruach Ra Halacha. The bracha for tefillah is determined by when you're ready to daven, not by what time of day it is. The next halacha that we find in the Shulchan Aruch is that of one who sleeps by day. Since the Beis Yosef wasn't sure if that which caused the Ruach Ra was the sleep or the night, if someone sleeps by day, he said you should also wash Netilas Yadayim, because it may be the sleep that causes the Ruach Ra. The Mishnah Berurah here says that there's got to be an amount of sleep. If someone dozes off for a few seconds, he does not have to wash Nagel Vasser. What is the shear? So he uses the number Shitin Nishmi. The Shitin Nishmi will show up again in the next halacha, so let's jump right into that one. The Shulchan Aruch says, Dovin ha'ayon nizhar shelo lishon Shitin Nishmi. Dovin HaMelech was careful not to sleep Shitin Nishmin, and the Ramah says, Shishin Nishimos, 60 breaths. Kidei shelo yitom tam misa, in order that he not taste the taste of death. Because sleep is a 60th of death. The Ramah adds to that, that it's only by day. Now, if you just read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, he's telling us a story. He doesn't say anything about us. He just says, David HaMelech, King David, didn't sleep. He didn't sleep. He did not sleep for more than 16 Nishmin. The Gemara tells us that in the middle of the night, he had his harp waking him up. He wakes up the day. He had an alarm clock set, his harp, and when the wind blew, the first breeze came, it would wake him up. Why is the Shulchan Aruch telling us this? To go and say that it is forbidden to sleep more than Shitin Nishmi is not so right, because we need our sleep. On the other hand, he wants to impress upon us that sleep is not one of those great Jewish values. Jews were never into sleep. Sleep on a certain level is opting out of being alive. You know, unless you're one of those big mekubalim who flies up to heaven when he goes to sleep, where it says that some of them were masig things, they got to understand things that they couldn't when they were awake. Unless we're one of those, then sleep really takes us out of our consciousness of what's going on around us. We do not have the ability to exercise our free will, and therefore we're giving up an essential element of what life is all about. We're not into sleep. So as inspiration to let us know, look, David HaMelech wouldn't sleep Shitin Nishmin. Understand that sleep is not one of those big things for us. You minimize sleep. Now, exactly how to go about deciding how much to sleep, that is something the Mishnah Berurah discusses at a much later point based on a taz The Taz talks of people that stay up late at night in order to learn and then are tired all day and their brain never really works. And then he says, Shav lochem mashkime ku me'achrei sheves. You're wasting your time. You're doing something that seems exotic and a wonderful thing to do, staying up to the wee hours of the morning studying Torah, but you're half asleep all the time. The right thing to do is get as much sleep as you really need in order to be awake, and nothing more than that. So that the Shulchan Aruch is inspiring us to sleep as little as we can get away with. David HaMelech slept so little. The Ramah is saying that it was by day. So the Nosa Kalim and the Mishnah Berurah included mentioned the fact that David HaMelech didn't even sleep at night that much. It's just for us, we should be more careful to avoid sleeping by day. Night was meant for sleep. It was really meant for Torah. But at night, you sleep the amount you need. Sleeping by day only if it is an absolute necessity where you find that your eyes are closing and you're really not able to concentrate. Only then should you sleep by day, but not by night. By night, you sleep the amount of sleep that you need in order that you have a clear mind for the entire day. What is the Shita Nishmin? So the Bir Halacha says that the opinions vary. They go anywhere from 3 minutes to a half hour to 3 hours. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell us what the shear is as far as how much you have to sleep by day in order to wash Negel Vasser. He said Shita Nishmin, which may be 3 minutes even. So we have 3 minutes, a half hour, or 3 hours. It's assumed that he meant at least a half hour and possibly even 3 minutes. So people should not be sleeping by day, but if they do, if they need to, then they would have to wash Negel Vasser. And by the way, even if someone just falls asleep in the middle of the day, if it's for Shita Nishmin, then the person would have to wash Negel Vasser when he wakes up. This last thing in the Shulchan Aruch now is that there are those who have a minhag of washing their mouths before they daven every morning because of all the various liquids, the juices that are in your mouth, in honor of being able to daven and learn with a clean mouth. You're supposed to rinse your mouth, and on a tinus we do not do this.